From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 11th day of July, 2010. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live. And, you know, I really shouldn't talk about any of this incredibly important information I have in front of me. Just minutes ago, Spain scored a goal in the World Cup against the team they're playing, and there's only about a minute left in play. So it looks like the World Cup champions for 2010 in this round is Spain, unless a miracle in the next minute or so happens. My goodness, that's what's really important here today. So important, why not even come in? But don't worry, we're going to talk about LeBron James and how he's going to the Miami Heat and how he's leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers. We're going to cover the issues that are important. I'm not going to talk about Senate bill would make airport scanners mandatory. I'm not going to discuss all these top central bankers saying we're going to have a world depression. I won't talk about the Democrats saying they're going to lose the House and maybe even the Senate. I won't discuss the fact that U.S. creativity is down in a major national study. I won't get into new sanctions against Iran that are an act of war and our own government and Israel talking about a strike on Iran that could trigger World War III. We will talk about the World Cup and LeBron James here today, my friends, because these are the things that are really important to our children and our future as a society. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. We're going to talk about the serious issues that affect all of us individually. And it isn't just that people choose to only be concerned with celebrities and television shows and movies and sports. The government and the society by design admit that going back close to 100 years ago, they purposefully tried to change the focus in this nation and worldwide to issues of bread and circus that were distractions. So I'm going to start the second segment coming up here in a few minutes with the LeBron James situation and how it is a great diversion. And then I'm going to get into all the other important news. But Thursday, I shot a little video at the end of the radio show that we posted on YouTube that's gotten on the web on YouTube right up at 400,000 views just with one version, and will be destined to have millions of views in the next week. And the Drudge Report linked to it and got a lot of attention. And I'm pleased to say that over 90% of the people posting on the YouTube video, tens of thousands of comments, agreed with me. But some of them didn't, and I found their comments to be quite revealing about their mindset and about what's happened to a lot of people in this society, where they actually get angry if you try to get them to focus in on real issues. But we will be covering the latest on the oil spill that affects our economy, our society, our energy on so many fronts, and what's going to happen if and when hurricanes blow those hundreds of millions of gallons into Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, and then ultimately the East Coast as it goes around Florida in those currents. And we'll get into the economy, huge developments there. Also, Obama spokesman says Democrats could lose the House and maybe even the Senate. Speaking of the Senate, as I said, Senate bill would make airport body scanners mandatory. That is some of the other news we'll be covering. Also, Attorney General Holder floats possibility of racial profiling suit against Arizona. We have some new climate change news and a lot of news from the front lines of the Afghanistan war, and a lot of Republicans breaking ranks and saying they're against that war now and against the Iraq war. So that's really confusing a lot of people, as it was the neocons that started this war. But it looks like they know it's going to be lost, so they want to blame it on their newest puppet, Barack Obama, real name Barry Sitaro of Indonesia. It's all coming up straight ahead. We are live on this important World Cup Sunday. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, my friends, on this Sunday edition. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. It is the 11th day of July, 2010. And, of course, what you've all been waiting for, 4 years in the making, Spain has defeated the Netherlands 1-0 in South Africa. And, of course, LeBron James is going to the Miami Heat, leaving the pathetic Cleveland Cavaliers. And I watched grown men crying on ESPN. I witnessed photos of people getting very angry, video of them crying on the news. I saw the governor, the mayor, the head of the team say it was despicable and evil and horrible. I witnessed, of course, last week the governor and many other people there in Ohio serenading LeBron James. And saying, we are LeBron, we are the world, no one loves you as much as we do, oh, please stay here. And giant buildings having huge murals painted on them, calling him King James, I guess some form of blasphemy because the term King James is tied to one of the oldest versions of the printed Bible. Imagine if the people in Ohio, or any other state for that matter, would care about the Bill of Rights and Constitution, or would care about understanding the fact that in 1913 a private banking coup happened in this nation, or that $600 trillion conservatively, that's what the Washington Post admits, derivatives have been produced by offshore banks and sold to governments to destroy them financially and bankrupt them to this offshore group. I wonder what would happen if the public was concerned about their children's test scores, like they are about worshiping LeBron James. We would probably have a lot better society and wouldn't be on the verge of collapse. But that is not the case. Now, I'm going to get into a lot of important news here today, dealing with the internet and free speech, dealing with Big Brother and police state, the economy, what's happening with the political realignment in this nation. Obama spokesman says Democrats could lose the House. The latest developments on the oil spill, well over 80 days into that crisis. We'll also look at multiple states moving to follow suit with Arizona and to try to start arresting illegal aliens after they've committed other crimes for being illegal aliens. But the government is engaged in treason against the sovereignty of this country because the federal government is run by globalists who openly want to abolish the nation state and on its ashes build this planetary regime. So that is all coming up today. But I do want to go back to something I covered Thursday and Friday, just briefly. And then later when we open the phones up, I'd like to get your take on this specifically. Of course, you're welcome to call about whatever issue you'd like. In fact, we'll just open the phones up now, but it'll be a while till I get to you. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244 on this live Sunday, July 11th edition, 888-201-2244. But I really am heartened and buoyed and encouraged by the fact that we shoot videos every week specifically for PrisonPlanet.tv, and we simulcast the radio show here with a full TV production. And so we simulcast a multicast of the radio show as a television show as well for PrisonPlanet.tv members. But I also shoot videos specifically designed to go mega viral, as I call it, or supernova viral, as some of my films and video clips have done. I mean, I've had some videos we produce, short videos and long full feature films, that have been seen more than 25 million times a piece conservatively. But more and more, I'm realizing that I need to go out and assault not just government lies and disinformation and propaganda, but also expose just flat-out distractions and diversions, this false petty world that is pulled up over our eyes to blind us from the real things that are happening in our society. This radio show, more than anything, is about not getting you to see things my way or not getting you to agree with everything Alex Jones says, but to simply realize that there are important agendas going on by large global corporations and governments and individuals and racial groups and religious organizations. There's a lot of people out there that have agendas that are using high-tech brainwashing, propaganda, and manipulation and wordsmithing and spin to manipulate you and to simply get conscious of the fact that people are trying to run game on you, to use a popular hip-hop term, and that you need to become a little more wily and learn the tricks that are being used. And if you simply become aware of what's happening and you become aware of the ruling class, the ruling criminal class's agenda, then I believe you will become upset and involved and start engaging the globalists at every level, local, state, and federal, and international. And that is happening. That is happening. This radio show and Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com have been instrumental, along with a lot of other great people's work, in shifting the paradigm and expanding the paradigm where we're able to have a wider debate now, and many people worldwide are having an awakening. And I've noticed the Council on Foreign Relations, one of the top global corporate crime syndicates, and the Club of Rome, and Zbigniew Brzezinski, and many others, Rand Corporation, you name it, in the last 2 years have all been putting out white papers and giving speeches, as Brzezinski did about 2 months ago, saying that for the first time in world history, the entire planet is awake, and the awakening is accelerating against the world government, and that the ruling class, who's been operating from the shadows and who are authoritarian, who buy and sell politicians, you know, like a young person might buy and sell and trade baseball cards, that for decades this ruling class has been able to operate from the shadows and have Labour parties, Tory parties in England, the Social Democrats, the Conservatives in Germany. They've been able to have the Republicans and Democrats in this country and basically own both parties. And so the parties do fight over who's in control, but they're still beholden to the same interest. It's kind of like a Don King fight where both boxers, both heavyweight boxers, are owned by King. So it doesn't matter who really wins at the end because it's all rigged and because Don King wins either way you slice it. Or famous horse races where you learn the mafia basically owned or controlled all the horses. Once you understand that and once you begin to identify the actual establishment and what their agenda is, then there's no way they can get their agenda completed if you're aware of that, because it's so authoritarian, so dictatorial, unelected, tyrannical, oppressive, arrogant, abusive. This is the first issue that people have to understand, and then we can have a debate about what type of world we want to build as individual humans. But what we watch on television, the dramas, the sitcoms, the movies, the sports icons, the type of media that we are sold has been dumbed down by design, has been made vapid and shallow and stupid so that the general public is focused on issues that are mindless, and it creates a feedback loop where the public starts getting dumbed down, then the media gets even more dumbed down, and then both just feed off of each other until you see the test scores dropping, you see the creativity imploding, you see the amount of inventiveness and individualism being eradicated, and we're all losing our cultures. We're all losing what our forebears passed down to us. We're all losing that true grit, that individualism, and it's being replaced by a type of global corporate Borg that is completely shallow. And so when we come back, I'm going to briefly talk about LeBron James and the World Cup, because on Thursday I shot a 5.5-minute video that the Drudge Report linked to on Friday, that a lot of other newspapers I noticed over the weekend actually reported on, and they were positive. They said Mr. Jones really hits the nail on the head has pointed out that our society is in decline, we are collapsing, and this is a ridiculous spectacle in Ohio with the governor and these mayors and everybody worshiping and begging LeBron James to stay there. And then he totally pimped him and just left. Because Florida has no income tax, state income tax mainly. But it just illustrates how their priorities are completely screwed up. They won't go out and demonstrate or protest or go to the state house or go to a Tea Party event for liberty and freedom and their children's future. But they will go out and have mass protests for months begging for LeBron James. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. We are live back Sundays with an abbreviated two-hour transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Okay, let me finish up with the sports and Hollywood television distractions, fashion, all of it. And then I'm going to get into the news, because first we'll talk about the distraction itself, what it's distracting us from, the serious issues that are happening. I've read propaganda by the father of modern advertising and propaganda, Edward Bernays, written more than 80 years ago. I have read the writings of Joseph Goebbels. I have studied the rise and decline of the Roman Empire by Gibbon. And the Romans knew over 2,000 years ago to use sports and gladiatorial diversions and horse races as a distraction. And whenever the economy in Rome was having a problem, or whenever people were starving, the imperial government would just fund more sports, more fairs, more distractions. I mean, it's very elementary. They knew thousands of years ago. And that's the issue. I'm not here saying you're lazy, you're stupid, you're bad. You need to be focused on things that Alex Jones thinks is important. I'm trying to explain to you that the establishment is on record. I mean, I remember reading Edward Bernays, stuff he wrote in the 20s. This was a advisor to the Department of War before it was the Department of Defense. This is the guy. This is the reason you eat bacon and eggs. They couldn't get rid of pork bellies. They couldn't get rid of bacon. It was a product that really nobody wanted. It was only used for flavoring and cooking. And so he ran ads nationwide as part of a PR operation to say, you've got to have bacon with your eggs. And I'm just giving you an example of how they engineer everything. That was a PR stunt. They wanted to get women smoking cigarettes back in the 20s. Women saw it as uncouth and dirty and bad to smoke. And the cigarette makers wanted another 50% of the market open to them. And so, and Bernays wrote about this in Bragg, so he was hired, and they would pay the feminist movement, the flappers, they would pay the suffrage movement to smoke cigarettes in the front lines of their marches, and to say that was an act of rebellion. But the leaders were being paid to do this. And because women saw it then as rebellious, they all went out and bought cigarettes and got lung cancer 40 years later, basically. And again, another example of manipulation. And you fast forward to 2010, they don't even deny that tens of billions of dollars are spent by the federal government every year now buying messages in ads on television and radio. Not just overt messages, but covert messages in other ads. Or that they pay sometimes tens of millions per season to top sitcoms and dramas and cop shows to have messages. I mean, when you see a show and the cop's beating somebody up going, you darn gun owners, you're causing problems, or almost every show out there, homeschooling families or pedophiles or criminals. That's not true, but the government is paying to put that message out. I mean, how creepy, is that? How creepy is it that they pay for these anti-liberty, anti-freedom messages to program you? And that's my point, is that humans model after what they see as heroes, what they idolize. And the psychologists understand this. And this country had 4% of the world's population and half the world's wealth by 1950, conservatively. 4% of the world's population, half the wealth. We had almost all of the world's most important patents. We had the most creative, most inventive, most individualistic population on earth. That's why we were so great. And now, look at this Newsweek headline today. The creativity crisis. For the first time, research shows that American creativity is declining. What went wrong and how do we fix it? And it goes over the statistics. And you've heard the statistics. You've heard the different polls they've done where in some cases over 80% of high school seniors can't name the vice president. Over half of Americans, different studies I've seen, can't name their state capital or who their state representative is, or they can't even tell you who the first president was or who the second president was. They can't tell you the three branches of government. They can't tell you what the First Amendment is, what the Fourth Amendment is. And so if people don't know what their liberties and freedoms are, if people don't know what their history is, how can they ever have any expectation of the next generation having it better than the last? And with all of this decadence, with all of this focus on pettiness, we see society falling apart. In Nazi Germany, they were obsessed with sports, obsessed with their Hollywood. The same thing in Rome, the same thing in any society that's declining. The country with the second highest rate of television watching is Greece. The U.S. is number one. Look how Greece has been overtaken by these private bankers. And it's not just Alex Jones making this observation. When you actually read the Council on Foreign Relations bragging about this, when you read Edward Bernays bragging about this, when you read about Goebbels talking about using film to control the German people and to program them, it's amazing. So all of this is going on around us. And the United States in the 1950s, when we hit our peak, had the highest test scores in the world, better than Germany, better than England, better than France, who were right behind us, better than the Netherlands. Now we have the lowest test scores, not just of the industrialized world, but we are, last time I checked, number 40-something. It's always changing and getting worse each year, but a few years ago I saw the number. We were in the mid-40s. So there's 20-something industrialized countries. We were behind 20-plus additional third-world countries that were under the industrialized world, or the first world, the West. The United States is a joke. I mean, I look at many adults and I hear them in shops or at the mall or at a restaurant. They don't even have language. I saw a study just a few months ago where the language in the United States and England is being restricted, is being reduced. People are using a lot less words than they were. Their vocabularies are much smaller to where you can't even communicate. Many people listening right now can't even understand what I'm talking about. And, you know, I see them commenting on my YouTube videos going, listen to this guy. He be using fancy language. No, I'm not using fancy language. Have you read a newspaper from the 1770s, 1780s, 1820s, 1830s? I have. I've bought many books that are compendiums of just, you know, newsprint of the time. And I can't understand it. I am a moron compared to somebody in 1800 reading the newspaper. I have to get an encyclopedia out just to understand these people. And they weren't using complex words and verbal prose, written prose, to show off. This was the language. They were into inventors. The rock stars of that age that made this country so great were inventors. They were astronomers. They were scientists. They were trailblazers. They were explorers. And they were people like firemen also who would go into a burning building to save children. That's who they built up. Sports just 60, 70 years ago was something for children. And you would go watch your children play, and it was for their own health and to teach them aggressiveness and team spirit. Sports were always promoted through warlike societies, even going back to Greece, of course, with their Olympics, to develop more stamina for war. And so we had the Boy Scouts to teach boys how to camp, how to keep their packs together, how to be able to be self-sufficient in the wild for war. That was the admitted statement. We had sports so our boys would be strong and ready for war. Okay, now it's turned into something completely different. It has become the ritualized war. So instead of business being war, as it is with the Japanese, it's sports itself is war. But then the men dress up like clowns, they go and get drunk, and they sit there and yell and scream and live through the team that's playing instead of being real men themselves. And then there's the whole issue of, if you know how the world really works and you're informed about geopolitical developments, you do better in the stock market, you do better investments, you do better in business, you do better in life. And the world's a complex place, and if you're trying to be informed, it's hard. But if you don't care, you're going to be a slave. Your calls are coming up in the next segment on this live Sunday broadcast. Now, I'm going to intersperse in very important news throughout the rest of the transmission, but I wanted to finish up with why I'm harping on distractions and issues of little or no significance, like these gladiatorial bread and circus diversions that the establishment corporate media shovels down our psyches. I'm in a fight against false reality. I'm in a fight against the fantasy world that has been basically conjured and invoked and projected into our society with increasing intensity in the last 100 years. You can see the graph. The more TV we watch, the more sports we watch as a society, the dumber we get, the lower the test scores, the more bankruptcy, the more we see families breaking up, people becoming poor, people having no future. the establishment, the ruling class, openly say that they want you diverted and obsessed with things that don't matter so they can go on and control the destiny of humanity. You're only alive once, and your children are only alive once, and your family name, who you are as an individual and as a family, is under assault. The family is being dismantled in this nation and worldwide. Our industry is being dismantled by design via the United Nations. That's their stated policy that I cover in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. This is so diabolical. This is so horrible. I remember over a decade ago talking about the chemicals they add to plastic that aren't even needed that reduce fertility and increase the risk of cancer. Now it's finally in the AP. It's finally in Fox News. It's finally on the news. But people still continue to drink it. You can't find gum at the store that doesn't have aspartame in it. I mean, 15 years ago, they admitted on 60 Minutes. In fact, I have a 10-minute clip of that we'll play later if we have time, but it's up on Infowars.com regardless. If you want to go watch it, where they admit it causes cancer and brain damage in the studies, in its approval. It was the FDA refused its approval three separate times until they got an FDA head in who then went to work for the company that developed it after he approved it. And they know it's toxic. They know it's addictive. They know it causes brain damage. They know it causes cancer. I mean, that is a big issue. People say, why are you so upset if I get off work and go home and watch a football game? Well, if our country wasn't going to hell in a handbasket, it wouldn't be such a problem. But we're in trouble. I mean, if your house was burning down and you were sitting there watching a football game while rafters were falling in on you, I would be angry with you. And it's basically the same thing. Our society is falling apart. And our ancestors had to fight and struggle to have the little bit of liberty we've got today. As Thomas Jefferson said, even if you fight and struggle and do everything you can for liberty, in almost every case in history, societies lose to tyranny. But if you're not aware and you're not informed and you don't know how city and county and state and federal government work, and you don't know that globalism is a foreign corporate takeover of governments so they can loot the population through the power of government, you are a sitting duck. You're like a basically like a sheep that's had its legs cut off and has been tied to a stake. I mean, the wolves are going to come in and eat it. It doesn't have a prayer. We don't have a prayer. And it's just so disgusting to watch full-grown adults and the governor of Ohio and the mayor of Cleveland begging and pleading for LeBron James to stay with them and having 4,000 people show up at a LeBron James appreciation event. And he wasn't even going to show up till the last 10 minutes. And then the team called him and said, you better get down here. And the national news on CNN, Fox, ESPN, everywhere, it was, what will LeBron James's decision be? And of course it was to go to Miami where there's no income tax. Of course it was to go to Florida. Of course he wasn't staying in Ohio with an income tax or going to Chicago or going to New York. He doesn't care about you. You're a schmuck who goes and buys these $300, $400 tickets. The United States is collapsing and the media is worshiping LeBron James. They are setting the agenda. And I've seen the statistical breakdowns of the O.J. Simpson trial and all the rest of it. After a while, it gets low ratings, but the media still pushes it because they want you to be fed on a steady diet of Lacey Peterson and Lindsay Lohan. They want you to know all about Lindsay Lohan, all about Mel Gibson, and nothing about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Nothing about the fact that the health care plan was written by the insurance companies and it raises taxes and actually cuts Medicare and Medicaid and doesn't cover people with pre-existing conditions. The Republicans lied about what it really did. They called it socialism. It wasn't even that. It was a ripoff. It was a transfer of wealth by the big banks that own the insurance companies. And the Democrats lied about what it was and said it was a free handout. You think they're going to give a bunch of dumbed-down idiots that go paint themselves up like clowns and only care about the World Cup and basketball? You think they care about you? You think you've got any future acting like an idiot? You think you can just go through life not being involved in society and not being informed, and you're not going to get burned? You're not going to get hurt? We've got to set our priorities. We've got to decide whether we want to try to fix our society, and then it's such a horrible situation when we may not be able to, or whether you want to be a total slave. It's that simple. Now, the good news is it was only 5% that won the war against the British in this country, and it's going to be 5% that are going to win the info war again. And we've got a lot more than 5% today. When InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and I'm just one guy out here fighting the New World Order, there's many others, are receiving millions and millions of visitors a week, when videos that I post to YouTube are receiving millions of views a piece, I can spend 5 minutes, make a video, within a couple of weeks, a million people have watched it. Sometimes within a day, a million have watched it. That is threatening the system. And people are starting to wake up. They're starting to value real issues. They're starting to rediscover what made America great. And that is threatening the system. And so that's why they're coming out with this police state and trying to shut down the internet. But really what this sports culture does and what this Hollywood culture does is it teaches people to be spectators and to live vicariously through others. And that's why in every study we look at, people talk about being so empty and so hollow and so uncreative. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so fulfilled. My mind is so full of ideas and renaissance and understanding that I can hardly sleep at night. My life is so wonderful and so good because I'm fighting against tyranny. I'm following in my ancestors' footsteps. Our species, just 6,000-7,000 years ago, was in little ragtag hunter-gatherer bands on the verge of starvation. Just surviving was victory. And once you understand that life is about being informed and life is about being involved, you will become fulfilled. And while we're busy focused on the World Cup and Spain winning by 1 point today, and while we're obsessed with LeBron James, look at these headlines. Senate bill would make airport body scanners mandatory. TSA has already said that they're going to make them mandatory. It does record your genitals. They are scanning children. They are saving it. There have been airport workers where they make fun of the size of their organs, and then they get in fist fights and people go to jail. They are recording it, but they lied to you and said they weren't. Then they said there was no cancer risk. Turns out it's 20 to 50 times, depending on which machine, worse than what they'd originally said. Here's another one. All over the country, they're putting in grocery stores thumbprints, face scans, and breathalyzers and swiping your ID to get wine or beer. They don't just trust the clerk to swipe your license now. You're being trained for a cashless society. Look at this. Biometric entry planned for California State Park. You must thumbprint and swipe a license to be able to get into the park. This is the beast society. This is so they can track and control everything you do and tax everything you do and not let you escape the taxation grid. And it's designed to bankrupt you and make you dependent on government. This is domestication. This is happening. Continuing, academics, politicians, pending global treaty threatens free internet, fundamental rights. The world government has been formed. They're openly coming after your internet freedom because they know people are waking up, and there's been a pendulum swing against all this dumbed down brainwashing and against the mainstream media. So government, big corporations, and mainstream media want to shut down freedom on the web. We'll cover this after we take phone calls, get into the economy, and a lot more. Okay, we're going to your phone calls, and I'm going to cover this more next hour. But people say, well, what's an example of being informed? How does that make you more free? Well, three separate times in the last 5 years, the state of Texas tried to enforce illegal, under federal and state law, transfers of major existing highways to Centra of Spain, a Spanish company that came in and bought off the legislature. This is going on all over the country. But here in Austin and in Texas, they came into the Capitol, bought them off, and three times people filed suit. They've had demonstrations. They've protested. They've pointed out the law, and they haven't been able to put a toll road on MOPAC, the second busiest road in Texas, and on I-35, and on 183 North, and on 290. I would not be able to get to my office every day without paying at least $5. And that's how they're going to, quote, start. And we've got plenty of money from the gas tax. I've looked at the numbers. They're just looting us. Just because if the public isn't informed and isn't involved, why shouldn't foreign corporations come in and take over existing roads? It's illegal to put a toll road on an existing road. But Kirk Watson, the former Austin mayor, who is a state senator, the guy that took tens of thousands of acres under the SOS plan from private property owners claiming it would be a nature preserve, turned around and built things on it, he's now trying to spearhead this again. And if people are informed and involved, we'll beat them the fourth time. And yes, they'll come back again the fifth time. But these people should be investigated. They shouldn't be able to do this over and over again. Here's another example. Utah is doing eminent domain. Over 80% of their state is federal. And under federal law, the feds aren't supposed to be able to have basically any property in this country, except for the District of Columbia and federal courthouses. But the feds grabbed the property in the last 70 years across the West, and the states were supposed to be able to then go and take it from them whenever they wanted it, and citizens were supposed to be able to, quote, go squat on it and stake a claim and get property. Another great engine of freedom and wealth is land. And people forgot about their liberties, they forgot about their freedoms, they forgot about the law. But now they've rediscovered it, and Utah is taking large portions of the land back, and it's going to the citizens. 80%+. Over 90% of Nevada is federal. In fact, there's the headline, Utah plans to take U.S. land through eminent domain. Beautiful. Another example of people waking up and getting involved. Here's another example. House spokesman. And I've got another headline here. Obama spokesman says Democrats could lose House. Oh, they're going to lose it for sure, and probably the Senate. Now, if we are informed and go, wait a minute, every time the Republicans get back in, they sell us out again, we've got to make sure that true patriots get elected who are anti-globalist, pro-America, then this takeover of the House can be real. And because the public is becoming informed, every incumbent, every pro-establishment Republican or Democrat is losing in these primaries and in special elections. You've seen what happened in Massachusetts and Kentucky and Pennsylvania with Specter and Utah and Colorado and Hawaii, on and on and on, in Florida. That's an example. People get informed. They actually find out somebody's voting record, whether they're Republican or Democrat, of their establishment. If they sold out, if they flip-flopped, they're gone. Another example of being informed, Arizona discovers it's their right and duty to protect their citizens from the lawless crime wave. They stand up and say, we're going to enforce the law. This is what being awake does. Now, imagine if the LeBron James fans that by the tens of thousands went to rallies and demonstrations, some as many as 4,000 per demonstration, if they actually lobbied for, say, a Daimler Chrysler plant that they narrowly lost the bid for, they would have gotten that plant and jobs instead of some overpaid joke who, if you break it down, brings almost no money to the economy. Because the people are starting to get their priorities straight. So we're starting to see the pendulum swing back a little bit. But the establishment's pushing back. And so everything you do right now is so vital. America and the world is at a crossroads. Every one of you is needed to get off the bench and in the game of life. And to defend our republic. Is America perfect? No, but there's nothing better. And we know the globalists trying to get rid of our Bill of Rights and Constitution want tyranny. So we better try to keep our republic. Now, the fight is on. The war is on. History is taking place right now. Okay, look, I'm going to take calls until the bottom of the next hour. This segment and the next two, and then I'm going to cover news for the last 30 minutes. But let's go to calls right now. I see about 15 calls here. Who's first up? Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm a little upset that the Netherlands lost, though. That's all that's important. And LeBron's going to the Heat. I mean, I associate my personal destiny with a basketball player, and so I'm feeling a little depressed right now. I'm not upset about the fact that they admit we're going into a depression. I'm not upset about the fact that they're putting biometric scanners in everywhere to buy and sell. I'm not upset about the fact that our country's bankrupt. I'm just upset about LeBron James right now.
Yeah, there is so many things here. And I'm glad you said something earlier about things, about not following you and all the talking points and not being like a robot. None of us are robots, and we're not limited. And I, one thing that I've been seeing a lot, and I've dug into some things, especially about the oil well, my cousin, who I've known since I was a kid, he's an older cousin, And he's worked on those wells for years. He was on the one that blew 13 days before it went off, and I've got detailed reports from him on all the ways that things worked from top on up. And I want to share that at one point, but not today.
Well, they admit that 2 months before, the well had already started leaking, and that BP gave the operators, Schlumberger, Anadarko, and Halliburton, orders that they knew would cause it to blow up. And now Obama wants to get his carbon tax, and I told people 80 days ago that, and now they admit they want to get a carbon tax.
Yeah. You guys have probably got a lot of that already covered.
What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. The issue of loyalty here to this Constitution, God, the idea of free rights for, you know, the freedom that we should have and retain. These, I'm finding some examples in history here, and I'm even in countries that are not ours, but people stood up for those basic principles that our founders left.
Yeah, there's always thugs and crooks that try to take control of society. And if good people aren't involved, as George Washington said, all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And so if good people aren't involved defending their liberties, you will have them stolen.
Yeah, this fellow Red Beckman, I think he's been on your show. I've been reading his book. A good friend of mine who worked for the CIA and resigned because he saw what they were doing gave me this thing about this born-again republic. And in this, Red Beckman mentions that he goes, we must remember that the Constitution was like a will which was written to govern the estates of our founding fathers. A will is a law which is written to govern an individual's estate. Our founding fathers fought and won the revolution. The people then owned the country. They were not under the fist of any government.
No, that's it, Mark. I got to jump, but great points. See, every other country had been run by a monarch, by a king up until that point. And this was a system of, we have a Bill of Rights, a Constitution, private property rights, a man's home is his castle. This is an estate for we the people in perpetuity for our posterity. Read the Declaration of Independence. We are the government. These fake Christians paid off by FEMA. Think about that on record. 2 years before it was mainstream news and declassified, we have the secret documents that over 50,000 preachers had been secretly trained by FEMA to teach their flocks Romans 13, submit to Caesar. We are Caesar in America. Submit to the Bill of Rights. Submit to the Constitution. I appreciate your call, Mark. Real fast, Josh in California. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Worldwide Broadcast. Welcome.
Hey, man, I want to tell you two things. I want to make two quick points and also comment on the LeBron James thing. I live in Los Angeles, so I'm engulfed with the circus that we call entertainment. And I'm leaving because it's deplorable how it is here. And I also want to make a point that my girlfriend just became a citizen. She was... She's from Mexico, and she now is looking at it, and she's thoroughly disgusted with what's going on. She can't even believe that. She said, why am I a citizen? Why did I become a citizen? I could have just gotten free health care. I could commit illegal crimes and not get in any trouble. She said, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, God bless her. We want people from everywhere who want to be Americans and want to be citizens. The issue is a lot of people coming from Mexico believe the U.S. is Mexico and believe it's a La Reconquista, and the globalists are using it as a political weapon to bankrupt the states. I mean, that's why we're so upset about it.
And I have one question for you. Do you know anything about the company Abengoa, which is the company that got the $1.8 billion, the deal with Obama?
You know, I think that rings a bell, but you know what? I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to come back in the next hour, and we're going to have you finish up, and then we're going to get to Greg, Cliff, Jeff, Kevin, Gabby, Kyle, Dan, Timothy, Colonel Six, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244. And the callers are great, but just I want to get to everybody. So have your question, your comment ready. We're going to come back after a two-minute break. Some stations don't carry that first 5 minutes. Then we'll come back in that next segment, continue with your phone calls, and then we're going to get into everything. It's now mainstream news. It's not being denied. A global government treaty, a secret treaty, is being ratified right now to restrict free speech on the internet and to tax the internet and to tax talk radio and to shut down free speech. It's really happening, and the FCC is taking orders from the UN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls, and I'm going to go through a lot of other important news at the bottom of the hour. Let's go back to Josh in California. Tell us about this company that you were mentioning in Obama.
So I started looking it up online, and Abengoa is that company that Obama just, it's a solar energy company, it's a Spanish company, mind you, that he gave the $1.8 billion loan to start developing sustainable energy. And if you go on their website, all they talk about is the UN, sustainable development, sustainable energy, how to change the environment so everything's sustainable.
Yeah, well, everything I have seen that. I mean, I knew it was a Spanish company, just the name didn't ring a bell. And in Spain admits for every green job, it costs two jobs, and the energy it costs to put it into that, quote, green system just doesn't work, so it ends up using even more energy. And then all it does is transfer the jobs to India, China, and other third world countries that have no emissions controls, and so the increase in the devil gas, carbon dioxide, actually goes up. But you try to tell some brain-dead, fake environmentalists this, they just don't want to hear it.
Well, and on top of that, how can they sit there and explain that employment is on the rise, and he's willing to give $1.8 billion to a Spanish company? And to me, this is just ironic that it's on the heels of everything that's going on in the Gulf. It was, you know, 60-plus days into the Gulf, and all of a sudden he now finds a $1.8 billion loan to give to a Spanish company.
What day is the Gulf? What day? I mean, it's over 80 days. How many days, guys? I know it's over 80 days.
Yeah, it's just disgusting. And you know what, Alex, I just want to thank you for everything you've done. You've opened up my eyes completely. I've now gotten many people, their eyes opened up. And on top of that, you've also, you know, made me a believer in God, too. So by all means, man, thank you so much for everything you've done.
Josh, I appreciate your call. God bless you, my friend. Let's talk to Greg in New Jersey. Greg, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, just want to let you know that people are getting involved. I live in Monmouth County here in New Jersey. And, of course, you know, the Battle of Monmouth was the pivotal battle that showed that a ragtag bunch of citizens could get together and take on the greatest empire in the world at the time, and that was England. Well, the same thing is happening, you know, it's happening here. We were credited with basically getting rid of Governor Corzine, who tried to sell off our turnpike. And, in fact, I took that information about CentrUS and brought it to a state hearing that they were having, and the people in the room were amazed that they didn't know that the King of Spain was one of the principal stockholders.
Well, funny, the last caller was talking about multi-billion-dollar payoffs to Spain to take over our infrastructure, and the same thing in England. The government pays to shut down steel mills in England and then ship them to India, owned by Pachauri, who was the head of the IPCC. UN Global Warming Fearmongering Squad, and I have followed New Jersey, and some people are saying your new governor is involved in economic hitman behavior, privatizing things, and I am watching him closely, but I don't think privatizing the DMV and things like that is seizing your roads, seizing your schools, seizing your water. That's the type of globalist privatization that isn't privatization, but is simply looting.
Well, we're going to be keeping a close eye on that. Trust me when I say that. In fact, also trying to awaken as many citizens as possible. For example, I'm a councilman here, you know, in my town, because I got tired of complaining and I wanted to get involved.
There you go. And Greg, you're now a councilman. See, you took action.
You're doggone right. And I've also volunteered to man one of the tents at our county fair. I'm going to be passing out free pocket constitutions. Just to ensure that the people get the word that the power
exactly.
Is
and then when FEMA, who's been doing this for at least 15 years, just made news last year finally, creeps around and tells cops anybody with a pocket constitution wants to kill them. They actually teach them that in the MIAC and Homeland Security reports. We're just out there handing them out to everybody. They want to make it dirty and secret and bad and like it's porn or something. We've got to go, no, we're the good guys. You know, this is normal. It's the same thing with having guns in your gun rack. We have to exercise this openly or lose it. Go ahead.
That's exactly it. The whole idea, you said before about the heroes of the past were the inventors, were the people that believed in freedom. And that's what we're trying to do. That's what I'm trying to single-handedly try to do.
Greg, you're a hero.
Freedom.
You're a hero. You're a patriot. You ran for city council. You won. If you would have lost, you would have been a hero. You would have educated people, even if you lost. But you won because people are now ready to hear the truth. Folks, I'm telling you, run for office everywhere.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're into the second and final hour, ladies and gentlemen. I am continuing with your phone calls in this segment, the next, and I'm going to news blitz in the last half hour. I've got some really good news on the political realignment, the awakening happening not just here but worldwide, but also got the bad news on the economy and the oil spill and the police state, the globalists, these private banks, these Ponzi scheme operators that created the tens of trillions in derivatives and bought the world with it through fraud and are now bankrupting our society, they're not going to give up without a fight. And so that's why we're here speaking out against them. But let's continue with your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us, 888-201-2244. Let's talk to Cliff in Colorado. You're on the air, Cliff.
Thanks for taking my call. The same old blame it on the immigrant distraction has always been an obsession of the reactionary, racist, nativist, no-thinkers on the far right. Mm-hmm. It's fascism from the gutter that the New World Order thrives on. To claim one is a Christian and support roundups of fellow human beings based on their birth in a neighbor nation, that's hypocrisy on a biblical level.
Well, that's a complete lie, Cliff. So,
well, I mean, you had...
Just because you said... I mean, okay, Cliff, you're dressed in Colorado right now in a Big Bird outfit. You're sitting there in a Big Bird suit playing with the Lucky Charms elf. That's not true either. That's not true either, Cliff, but I can say it. Hey, you got a magic carpet, Cliff. You flew to Saturn last night and had a hamburger, and then you came back to Colorado. Of course, that's not true either, Cliff. What you said is not true. What you just said to me, I've read the Arizona bill. It says upon first contact for some other issue, speeding, drunk driving, domestic dispute, whatever, the police will ask what they ask a citizen. I want to see your license. And when they're an illegal alien, they're going to be taken to ICE. Do you know what happens in Mexico if you're an illegal alien? In some cases, years of forced labor. I'm against that. You know what happens to stupid college kids people send down there, you know, for their graduation from high school, where they get arrested for no reason and shook down? I've been shook down by Mexican military and Mexican police in my trips to Mexico. The United States is the most open, free country in the world. Our country is the most colorblind country in the world. We've been taught this fake political correct guilt. There have been over 24,000, I kept saying 22,000, that was a six-month-old or so number. It's over 24,000 deaths in Mexico, most of them on the border. It's completely collapsing, kidnapping capital of North America is now Mexico City A and Southern Arizona B. Texas is number 5 now. Do you understand how serious this is? The rocket attacks, the murders, the police being killed, and that when the illegals get up here, free health care, free, you know, have their baby, their citizens, free everything. And then the government is there to get these people as a voting block to vote against the Second Amendment, the globalist Cliff, the New World Order that's launching wars. Look, Cliff, I'm going to put Cliff on hold and then I'm going to come back to him in a moment, but I'm going to go ahead and rant at you. Cliff, I look at an issue and I think, what's justice? Well, I don't smoke marijuana, but I know that George Washington grew it and did smoke it, and I know that most varieties of it don't have THC and are great for a cotton substitute and are a great crop anybody can grow. And I know that it was banned so that DuPont and Dow Chemical would not have competition against polyester, so I am for decriminalization of marijuana. Justice. I'm against an attack on Iran because it's all a big setup and our government's overthrown them several times and they don't have nuclear weapons just like Iraq didn't, and the lies about WMDs. I'm against it. Okay. I'm for the Second Amendment. The globalists are against it. I'm against the Baker bailout. The globalists are for it. The globalists are for open borders. Have you read the CFR document 3 years ago where they said the North American Union will be founded by amnesty? Have you read the amnesty bills where they let felons, aggravated felons, be legalized? I mean, do you know the truth? Do you know California just told its state employees they're going from average of $24 an hour to $7.25 an hour minimum wage, federal minimum wage? Do you understand that all of this, we are, Bloomberg reports, 46 states bankrupt or going bankrupt. Do you understand one of the biggest costs after the banker bailout, corporate welfare, and the wars, which I'm against, are the illegal aliens? You see, if the globalists are for it, I'm against it. It's real simple. I'm against the New World Order, Cliff. Okay, our country has over 1 million legal people come in and then become citizens every year. We got over 3 million illegals, Cliff. Mexico's a failed state, Cliff. It's collapsed, Cliff. Okay, nobody's going to have roundups of brown people, Cliff. Okay, when they arrest illegals, they're going to be brought to the feds instead of them just being released. Do you know about all the crime, the rapes, the murders, Cliff? Do you know any criminal in Mexico fleeing justice just comes up here and uses whatever fake name they want, Cliff, but I need to thumb scan if I want to go in a state park in California now? I mean, don't you get it, Cliff? You know, I'll tell you the story 2 years ago. I pull up at the office. My IT guy is being arrested. I get out. The cops bow up and say, what do you want? I said, well, I work here. And they said, oh, you're Alex Jones. And I said, why are you arresting him? Expired driver's license. I said, if he was an illegal alien, you'd let him go. And the cops, one of them was high ranking, goes, you know, Alex, you're right. And we don't like it, but we're ordered to release him because the judges just let him go. Okay, that's wrong. That's discriminatory. And by the way, a lot of people in Mexico on record, Mecha La Raza, think the Southwest belongs to Mexico. When I was in high school, I was taught at Anderson High that Texas belongs to Mexico, and my forefathers that fought for this state's sovereignty were racist scum. And that's all a lie. When over a third of the people that fought for Texas were Hispanic, and the guy that wrote the Constitution was Hispanic. They've stolen your history. They've lied to you, buddy boy. Now go ahead, Cliff. You got a minute.
Well, the tent-city concentration camp suggested by Rob Redding on your program is disgusting. And I think the increased police state tactics, whether by the feds or the states, is going in the wrong direction. The real criminals are on Wall Street. I mean, you know that. Washington, D.C., in corporate boardrooms.
Oh, really? Oh, Cliff, hold on. Cliff, have you gone to the Mecha or La Raza funding board? Over 300 Fortune 500 fund the daylights out of it. All the big foundations, all the big universities, 800-plus sanctuary cities. The man is for getting rid of our border. Because let me tell you something. When they get rid of our republic, which don't worry, it's probably going to happen. When they get rid of it and they get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency, your life and my life as we know it is over. Those very Wall Street crooks that are overthrowing our country in a corporate takeover, I've got their SPP documents. Cliff, I actually sit around reading thousands of pages of documents. It's in my film Endgame. WhatIsTheEndgame.com has an online bibliography for it where you can read where the North American Union says they want open borders. Wall Street wants to gut this country! Ah! Don't you understand? I take moral stances against the globalist. Cliff, you got anything else?
Well, I just that immigrant bashing, it's just like attacking the so-called mosquito welfare parasites instead of the vampires that are in society.
You know what? The welfare people are Renfield. You ever read Count Dracula? Bram Stoker's? You ever read it?
No.
Okay, you go read it. Okay? They're Renfield. They're a slaves to this. They're being used as the modern slave class. Don't you understand that the let him go. I'm done with him. Okay? I'm done. Look, we're cooked. There's probably no way to fix it, okay? And don't worry, we're going to be just totally overrun. The country's going to collapse. These illegal aliens lobby for socialism. Have you been to one of their stinking rallies when they're wearing Che Guevara and hammer and sickle signs everywhere? Do you understand that's all funded by the banks? They want to socialize loss and privatize profit. Do you understand that they're using this to take over our country? Do you understand that? Do you understand the key in Europe and the key here is open borders to bring people in to bankrupt the governments to the bankers? It is elementary. It is so simple. It is stated, Cliff, that is the plan. Do you understand we're bankrupt? Do you understand there's no such thing as a free lunch? Do you understand that? I cannot believe the ignorance level. I'm sorry I spent so long with that last caller. We're going to try to hurry through your calls in the next segment. It's just so frustrating. I mean, holy mackerel, ladies and gentlemen. These illegal alien groups. I mean, I've read their literature. I know what they're for. They're funded by the big banks. They have no idea about freedom. Okay, I'm trying my best to reach out to those groups. I want them to have a good life, but they cannot have my private property. They cannot have my guns. I'm not going to pay for them to have all their free health care. Monday through Friday, we go live at 11 a.m. Come back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. 6 days a week live. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Look, I'm against seizing 83 federal highways and giving them to British, Spanish, and Australian companies to put toll roads on them to loot our society. I'm against the fake drug war. I'm against the fact that over 4 million Americans are in prison, most of them nonviolent. I'm against the offshore Wall Street banks looting our country. And just during the break, I was watching Bill O'Reilly, a clip they showed me of him promoting open borders and amnesty. I mean, I'm not for it. Don't you understand that? Look, I'm not stupid, okay? I know about La Reconquista. I know about La Infusora. I know all about it. I know that in Mexico, they lost these wars with the U.S., and they teach people down there that the U.S. belongs to Mexico, the southwestern states from Texas to California. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, do you want to be kidnapped? Do you want your police chief to be shot? Do you want to? I mean, it is a failed state. Mexico is in flames. It's collapsing into the United States. It's like a house on fire, and our house is next to it, and our house is on fire. And Arizona and other states are saying, let's try to at least control the flames. And people say, don't be a racist. Don't control the flames. No country has borders this open. It's a disgusting joke. The country is going bankrupt. The government wants people on welfare to be dependent. And so when you talked about the vampires are on Wall Street, I agree. It's not free market. It's not even capitalism. It's just fraud. Madoff created 100-something billion in fake derivatives and fake investments. The Wall Street Journal and the Washington Post reported $600 trillion that J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and others have made. And they are for open borders. They are for dissolving this union. They are for dominating the government so they can use the government to loot you. It is so elementary, caller. It is so simple to understand this. Now, there are a lot of great people that come here from Mexico, hardworking, good people, and they come here legally. That's fine. We have one of the most liberal citizens systems in the world. But we just can't have unlimited numbers. And the countless videos of in Arizona and California of an auto repair shop has an American flag flying. The illegals are so angry about it, they pull it down and stomp on it. Or in San Francisco, and it turned out the kids, most of them were Hispanic. What, of the 6 kids sent home, 4 were Hispanic? You can pull it up. And they wore American flags, old Navy shirts, and said, we want to be Americans, and they were suspended. They were sent home. You're not allowed to wear an American flag because these illegal aliens are threatened by it because they've been taught to hate this country. Look, we have armies to protect our borders, not to go kill Arabs 8,000 miles away. I mean, do you understand Mexico lost wars with the United States? Do you understand I had ancestors that fought and died for Texas? I mean, do you understand that? Do you understand Mexico is hateful of this country? They don't like this country, the government itself. Calderon last year in the U.S. said, well, this belonged to Mexico anyways. No, it didn't. There's 6 flags over Texas because 6 different countries had it. There were the Spanish. There were the French. Mexico had all these different Austrian kings and Napoleon's cousin and all these people running it. It's a sick joke. Mexico once had Guatemala. Does that mean Guatemala belongs to Mexico? Mexico is a corrupt joke, and I have allegiance to the Republic. I choose to be an American. I choose to stand for the Bill of Rights and Constitution that these globalist scumbags are against. You need to choose a side and decide what you're for. Listen, I could care less what color you are. And you know what I love? When I have a movie showing or I go in an event or I go to a rally in Texas, more than half the people there that are supporters of my show, they're not fans, they're patriots. They're liberty lovers. They're Hispanic Americans, and they're as red-blooded as it gets. And they're sick and tired of the media running a hoax saying that, you know, all Hispanics are for open borders. Go look at the Gallup polls. The lowest are in the 70s. The highest are right up at 90% of Hispanic Americans, red-blooded patriots, and they know the truth. They're not stupid. They know illegal aliens are driving down their wages. They don't hate the illegal aliens, but they know they're being used as tools. They know that the vast majority of illegals vote for big government because big government's there giving them a free ride. And I'll tell you, statistically, you can pull these numbers up. You know who the greatest per capita group who get Congressional Medal of Valor, Congressional Medal of Honor, metals, they're Hispanic Americans. They could be Cuban, they could be Mexican, they could be Venezuelan, they could be Guatemalan. They are patriots, and they understand what's going on, and the vast majority of Hispanics see right through this hoax. And so the Fortune 500 and the corporate media are funding giant La Raza Mecha meetings all over the country. They're in the public schools. When I went to Anderson High, I was taught in my history class, and I was taught in the art class, and they took us to a field trip to UT for an entire day. UT had us lunch, everything. And I was sitting there, and they were saying, America's bad, the Southwest belongs to Mexico, America's evil, the Marines went down and took over Mexico City, all this baloney. And I knew enough history to say, yeah, but Mexico attacked Oklahoma. And then started pushing into the U.S., so the U.S. went down there and didn't keep Mexico, the U.S. pulled out. I mean, this is what's taught. Why do you think the federal government that controls education is teaching people in public schools that the United States belongs to Mexico? Because the globalists aren't going to give the U.S. to Mexico. The big banks run Mexico. They've looted it. The same bankers that have ruined Mexico have done this. So when I say the illegals are like Count Dracula's Renfield, the bankers are Count Dracula. But the illegals are Renfield, slaves to this system, fed by the system, controlled by the system. And I try my best to reach out to the illegals, but folks, I've got footage of it in my film, Battle for the Republic. Just search engine the term, Battle for the Republic, Alex Jones, and you'll see the mini 18-minute documentary that was an extra on Endgame. And I show the illegals in Seattle and in Austin and in L.A. and other areas with images of blonde-haired, blue-eyed people's heads cut off with bullets in their heads. You know, Fox News will show you Black Panther saying, you got to kill a white cracker. In fact, cue that up when we come back, then I'll just go to calls then. Saying we got to kill white women, we got to kill their babies. The media will show you that. But they will, and again, I'm somebody who has protested the Ku Klux Klan more than 20 times. There's that footage is on YouTube. Alex Jones protests the Klan. Go search it. I go and bullhorn them. This is going back 15 years ago. And you know what? I've bullhorned Mecha and La Raza. And I've bullhorned the new Black Panther Party. I've done it all. Any group that's saying kill this group, kill that group, I go up against them. But I'll tell you, this is degenerate as the Ku Klux Klan is. They're not calling for killing people like they were in the 60s. And I have got the footage from these rallies where they've got the images of white people dead saying we got to kill the white people and we got to drive them back to Europe. And I happen to know that it rallies with 100,000 people and with rallies with 6,000 people in Austin. We walk right up to people and we say, does this belong to Mexico? Are you going to take it over? And they say yes. And they've got big Mexican flags going, Mexico, Mexico, Mexico. In fact, we'll see if I can cue that up. And that is offensive to me. If Mexico was more free than the U.S. and like Switzerland or something, maybe I'd be like going, yeah. Hell, I wish Mexico was free. They got triple the resources of the U.S. It's beautiful. If Mexico was a free country, I might live down there. I could care less if I lived around a bunch of brown people, white people, green people. It's what's in their brains, the character of their deeds. And so, hey, I'm the bad guy. I can't wear an American flag. Kids got to be suspended for wearing it. American flags are being torn down and burned everywhere. And I'm the bad guy. The big corporations want to destroy America so they can control it. Your call straight ahead. Ah, we had Ted Nugent on Friday. That's posted in the free podcast at Infowars.com. You can also download the free iPhone app, listen on your iPhone, anywhere you want, when you want. And it's got a link to the podcast as well. We have an Android app up there as well at Infowars.com. This happens every once in a while. We didn't hang up on the 15 callers or so that we're holding. The phone system does hiccups, and it just dropped everybody. So 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We're going to Kyle, Colonel Six, Kevin, and others here in just a moment. But since I mentioned it, here's the Black Panther guys, probably funded by a foundation to create racial division. You know, here he is talking about kill the white women, kill the white babies. This is standard operating procedure for the new Black Panther Party to say things like this.
I hate white people. All of them. Every last iota of a cracker, I hate him. We didn't come out here to play today. There's too much serious business going on in the black community to be out here sliding through South Street with white, dirty, cracker whore on our arm, and we call ourselves black men with African garb on. What the hell is wrong with you, black man? You had a doom day with a white girl on your damn arm. You want freedom? You're gonna have to kill some crackers. You're going to have to kill some of their babies.
All right, and that's the same guy out front the polling places, probably a government operative. We've proven that a lot of these white supremacists are to create divisions. So everybody's fighting with each other. But Battle for the Republic's 18 minutes long. During that three-minute break, the guys are trying to find it, and they found the clip online. But you can go watch it, and I've got the illegals saying very similar things. And then a guy's protesting an illegal alien march, and the police beat him up, and the illegals all get around and chant. Why won't Fox News show the illegals saying similar things? They've got all that footage. They know what's out there because it's part of breaking down this country. And I'm not going to sit here while American flags are torn down and burned. I'm not going to sit here while kids can't wear American flags at school because it's offensive to the illegal aliens. I'm not going to sit here while that guy says kill all the white people. I'm not going to put up with it. I'm going to speak out against the Klan and the new Black Panther Party and everybody else. Okay? It's that simple. And the American people are getting together regardless of what color they are, what religion, and they're deciding they want the Bill of Rights back. And it's over for the North American Union. It's over for the New World Order. The globalists are going to try to shut the web down. Got a big stack of news on that, but they're going to fail. Kyle in Georgia, you're on the air.
Alex Jones, man. I'm stoked to be talking to you, my friend.
I'm stoked to be talking to you. I'm good. What's up?
All right, I'll be brief here. I just want to call. I've been trying to get on for a couple weeks now. I'm down here in Georgia, and I just want to tell you about a guy you already know about, but I want to remind you, a guy who's running for Senate up in Connecticut, Peter Schiff. He needs our help.
He's on Monday. He's on tomorrow. Right,
awesome.
Schiff's on tomorrow,
awesome.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, great, man. You're always 10 steps ahead of me, and you are again. So, well, briefly, I want to comment about what you said earlier. It's just inspiring to hear some of your callers earlier, what they're doing, the councilman, how he's taking charge. And, I mean, there really is. I know there's a lot to be upset about, but there really is just an American movement, an awakening going on right now. I'm down here. I'm at GSU, and I'm at GSU Law School, and I'm in a law fraternity. And, actually, me and my buddies, we were so stunned and upset how sneaky this sneaky bill that was going through the Senate from Joe Lieberman, the cybersecurity bill, whatever it was. You've talked about it a lot.
The bill's in trouble in Australia and in England, the internet censorship bill, where they admit they're going to censor mainly patriot speech. They name it. That's in trouble. The FCC wanting to try to crack down on free speech on the radio's in trouble. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, and like, as it should be. And it's just, I mean, to me, it's just, I mean,
yeah, we're going to kick butt, man. It's over. The American people aren't going to be neutralized. I mean, it's like I'm against government-run health care. They screw it up everywhere. It's about the government running your life, and they say that's racism? What does that have to do with racism? What does it have to do with race when I say I don't want foreigners burning American flags, running all over the place, telling American school kids they can't wear American flags? It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
It's not racism at all, and you're right, and like what's so outrageous about it is you see the way they do it. It's you've got this bad economic news, you've got the oil spill, hell on earth down in the Gulf, and then you've got these race wars going on with the border, and it's just so sneaky the way they introduce this bill, and it's just kind of underneath all these crises going on. So I mean, like honestly, what we did is we called up Zaxby Chambliss. He's our Georgia senator. He's kind of an establishment Republican guy, but he's kind of been straightening out a little bit lately. And I mean, again, I don't want to take too much credit for it. But, I mean, like, you have to.
No, you do need to take credit, Kyle, and I appreciate your call. Resistance is victory. But now you're racist because you don't want the government to be able to tax and shut down free speech. Oh, you don't like a ham sandwich. You're racist. Oh, you don't like a rainy day. You're racist. Oh, you have any opinion. You're racist. Sit down and shut up and be politically correct and do whatever the government and media say or you're bad. Colonel Six in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know, I've come to a conclusion, kind of, that Obama's been set up by Rahm Emanuel.
Well, tell us. Yeah, I'm listening. Well, Colonel Six, you called 2 months ago and said you watch and then laughed and said McChrystal will be gone. This was when he was riding high. How did you know that?
Well, they don't call me Colonel Six for nothing, partner. Remember, I told you that there was a real disappointment with him in the Pentagon, and it came from similar incidents like with the Rolling Stone incident. But I put a post up called "Obama Impeachment or Embalming" on ColonelSix.com. I'd like for you to look at it, and it's got some salty language in it. I want you to look at it and let me know what you think about it. And if you just put like write a comment, you know.
You know, I haven't read your article, Colonel Six, but I've got an idea where you're going, and I said this 6 months ago. Tell me if I'm wrong. I said the false flag may be an assassination of Obama. And
yes.
I said this when he first got elected in November, a year and a half ago. I said that, so we're on the same page, and I've made videos about it. I've done radio shows. I said, you watch, they're building him up as a messiah. They know we're going into a depression. They're going to blame it on him. Not saying he's a good guy. He's a puppet. They're going to blame it on him. And the real danger will be whatever form of right-wing phony government they bring in after it. And I said, the way they're, and then Bush said, oh, I like Obama. He's not complaining, even though when he gets in office, that we're going to have a depression and, you know, he's going to be politically destroyed. And Bush laughed with that little demonic giggle. And I do think him going to Arizona might be like Kennedy going to Dallas. And he's certainly no John F. Kennedy, but I hope that doesn't happen. And I've always said we've got to keep Obama alive. And you actually stole my thunder here because I've already meant to get to this, but I will at least cover this stack of news where I see all this going, because now the Democrats admit they're going to have a full failure. They're going to be thrown out of the House, the Senate, you name it. And the question is, what are the Republicans going to do? I mean, the Republicans set the table and Obama delivered the tyranny, but it's been flawless. Obama's run by the neocons. And so in 60 seconds, give me your take.
Well, they used their influence on Madison Avenue to market this Frankenstein to the world. There's only one problem. It backfired on them, okay? And like I say, I lay it out in a way, I'm not hoping for it to happen, but, you know, what other people call conspiracy theories, I call trend analysis. And I didn't take that from Gerald Celente, but it's the same type of thing.
No, I know that's what intelligence people do. So, I got to give you props, Colonel Six. You probably only called 7-8 times, and every time you've called with something really important, and you sure made the call on McChrystal being gone. So we'll watch what happens, and we'll check it out. I appreciate your call. Kevin in Tennessee, you're on the air.
First and foremost, Alex, I'd like to thank you as an American dad of three in three different schools for the heads up so I can at least prepare for my family and vote right next time around. I've got two quick questions. First, are you aware of a new video game called Homefront E3 2010?
No, but I've literally seen 30, 40 or more video games the last year where militias are evil and have got to be killed. The next war is going to be against the American people. And then I've seen previous video games where it comes out right before a new war they launch. And the enemy in the video game is who the real enemy is in a year or two. Is that what it says?
No, it's actually the foreign forces invading the United States.
Well, I tell you what, stay there. Let's talk about that. Because I just sent a crew to Illinois who witnessed foreign troops training to confiscate our guns. We have the footage. This is unbelievable. All right, it's final segment. We'll try to get to a few more calls, but I promise to hit some more of this news. I'll cover it more in detail tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. But yes, we've had a chance to see the trailer for the video game where North Korea attacks South Korea, World War III in the Middle East with Iran, foreign troops invade the U.S. The foreign troops don't need to invade the U.S. I've been in urban warfare drills, and we just got footage a few weeks ago. It's up on PrisonPlanet.tv in a report where they let my camera guys tape foreign troops training to put Americans in the sports stadium, gun confiscation. NLE 09 had these drills. They've signed deals with Mexico and Canada to, quote, police the United States during emergencies. U.S. troops were used at the Olympics in Canada. This is part of just everybody being acclimated. We saw incredible Fox News reports this week that we posted up on the websites where they said National Guards helped in 2,000 arrests in New York State. It's so good. And they're also helping sweep for guns. Just that's martial law. So, yes, Kevin, that's very interesting. Real fast, what's your take on it?
It seems like it's just another form of desensitizing our youth, you know, just like the false wars in the Middle East and everything, desensitizing our soldiers and whatnot. But if I could move on to my second question, do you know of Kennedy's executive order 1110 is still valid. And if I could end with a statement about going back to the NWO and everything, one would only have to look back to an SPP meeting in Waco, Texas, March 23rd, 2005, between then-President George W. Bush.
Yeah, secret treaty. Mexico's. Secret treaty was signed. That's mainstream news.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's high treason. I appreciate your call. But, yes, they rescinded that executive order to start issuing greenbacks, Lincoln greenbacks to be specific, because that was never rescinded. So Kennedy, with an executive order, could say we're going to start issuing our own money that's not debt-based to these private banks. Okay, let me, before I try to hit a few more calls, we're in limited time here, let me just hit a few headlines here. This is Steve Watson, PrisonPlanet.com, but we have links to all the mainstream news where they report this. Academics, politicians, pending global treaty threatens free internet fundamental rights. Over 90 academics, practitioners, public interest organizations in six continents have collectively warned that a secretive global treaty, and the text came out a few months ago, currently being negotiated by governments of the world's largest economies, would see tight controls placed on the internet and would threaten other fundamental rights and freedoms. And what have you heard the Senate bills announce? What have you heard the FCC announce? I mean, open restrictions where you're not allowed to have free speech. You've got to be licensed. You've got to, quote, show other sides. Government browsers pop up on your website giving their propaganda. Very important. Here's another one. Google accused of U.S. snooping, BBC, spying on congressmen. Well, Google is NSA. Google resumes street view photography, and it turns out they're using digital recording systems to grab all your wireless traffic and analyze it. I mean, that's wiretapping. That's totally illegal. They're doing that. Australia's saying they broke the law, but nothing's being done. Facebook's Mark Zuckerman, who called his, I can't quote it, it was a cuss word, but he called him a bunch of bleeping, you know, idiots thinking that they can trust him, says people don't want complete privacy online. Really? So that's just some of the news we have on that front with the attack on free speech. Here is the most important thing I've got today, and I probably should have started the show with this, but again, I'm going to cover it more tomorrow. This is the Associated Press. Obama spokesman says Democrats could lose House. President Obama's chief spokesman said it's possible Democrats could lose their majority in the House this fall. Press Secretary Gibbs said, and may even lose the Senate. Now, here's Politico quoting The Nation Thursday in an article saying that they have completely failed, but they say, face it, we will be able to take over using the process of incrementalism. Incredible article titled, Liberals Analyze Their Obama Despair. And let me just read this. Two recent essays frame the debate raging within the progressive community, that means the communist, over why the promise of Obama's candidacy has not lived up to their expectations. Well, you got your health care. Now you learn it raises taxes, cuts benefits. I mean, you're a bunch of idiots. And how liberals should proceed in what they fear will be difficult months ahead. The 17,000-plus word piece published in The Nation on Thursday, journalist Eric Alterman calls the Obama presidency a big disappointment for progressives and blames a broken system on Washington that he believes allows the majority minority party to rule with impunity. Oh, give me a break. The Republicans are pushing the same thing. Face it, he concludes, the system is rigged. But writing for Democracy, a Journal of Ideas, editor Michael Tomsky concludes patience, arguing that American history has shown that change always takes time and continued effort against entrenched conservative opposition. It's not liberal to bankrupt everything so banks that create fiat currency take over your society. And he says, the change we want, we won't see in 18 months or 2 years or four, or probably even eight, he concludes in his article. Here's another one, Wall Street Journal. Pelosi, the Obama-Pelosi lame duck strategy. The House is gone, they said. He thinks Democrats will hold the Senate, but with a significantly reduced number. And it goes on to say that because of this, they are going to race to get all of their agenda through in the next 3 months. So this is a key time that we're in right now. But look, here's the deal. This is how the WWF scam works. It's just like Jesse Ventura and Andre the Giant. They're both buddies. They're going to go drink beer after the event. And Jesse's used this analogy here on the show. But they all work for the same company. They're not really fighting. It's staged. If you body slam somebody like that, it'd break their back. If you pile drive somebody's head, it'd break their neck. It's not real, okay? I know that's a conspiracy theory that wrestling isn't real, but it's true. It's admitted. Just like it's not a conspiracy theory, the Federal Reserve is private. Okay, wrestling's not real. The Federal Reserve is private. Aspartame causes brain damage. So does sodium fluoride. It's just a fact. Check it out for yourself. But I digress. They tag team us, Republicans and Democrats. Republicans get into office, things don't change, things get worse, more tyranny, more big government. Democrats get in. You know, people are mad at Bush, Obama comes in. They get mad at Obama, Republicans come in. But here's the difference. This is not where one party or the other is in favor and they keep fooling us with this double teaming. For the first time in modern U.S. history, in over 100 years, I've been pointing this out for a year and a half, but now the analysts are even admitting it in mainstream news. Every incumbent, every pro-establishment candidate, whether they be Democrat or Republican, is losing in primaries and losing in special elections. Every one of them. Whether it's Specter, it doesn't matter. They're all losing. And the system knows that. So they're really pulling out all the stops. They're going to start a war with Iran as a diversion. They're bankrupting the economy. They admit we're going into a depression now. I've got a stack of news here with Greenspan and others saying that. But they're offering, giving the same banks that engineered this more power to fix it when they're the ones that engineered it. They create the crisis, offer the solution that makes the crisis worse. Then they offer a solution that gives them more power. Then it only makes it worse. Big government, period, is the tool they use to implement this. And so everyone has to ask themselves now. We're at a historic crossroads. The whole history of the world is building towards this point with the technological developments, with the police state developments, with the population developments, with everything coming to this key juncture. And that's why people have to be focused on real issues, not the World Cup, not LeBron James, not Lindsay Lohan, not what's happening with Mel Gibson. You've got to be focused on what's happening with taxes, what's happening with the dollar, what's happening with wars. Because right now, world government is openly being announced. The end of the dollar is openly being trumpeted. But at the same time, the globalists are about to complete their world government, but people are waking up to it and their system is in trouble. Everything you do now in the next few months and the next few years is going to determine to a great extent the future course of human society. Stalin talked about it. Bernays talked about it. Other tyrants talked about it, how there are times in history when more happens in a year than happened in the previous 50. We are entering a quickening where more is going to happen every month than happened in the previous decade. And it's only going to get more and more intense as the days and weeks and months and years lead on. And so you've got to have a crash course in geopolitics. You've got to get a crash course in the ruling elite, the ruling class, the ruling parasites. You've got to get involved now. And you've got to stop seeing yourself as a passive spectator who just sits back and goes along with whatever the mainstream media tells you. And the mainstream media knows you're waking up. That's why they're rushing in all over the world simultaneously with global treaties to shut down free speech on a planetary scale. Because these crooks have passed the point of no return. They've gone for broke. They've put everything in. It's like a poker game at the end where every side puts in their full pot on the table. All the chips are out there right now on this next hand of cards. And if we lose this hand, it's going to be really hard to stop this scientific dictatorship that tracks and traces and controls and poisons your food, your water, your air to control you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, forget about whining about, oh my gosh, the illegal aliens don't control the borders, or oh my god, we're talking about World War III. We're talking about your water and food being poisoned. You're being sterilized. This is now admitted. We're talking about incredible issues, and we've got to make that the main focus. God bless you all.